Title: Groove Friendly Chop Lengths Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This lesson is about one of the most underrated advanced skills in drum and bass, choosing chop lengths that naturally groove, not just slicing a break into a million pieces, not just throwing everything onto the grid. I mean chop lengths that loop in a way your ear believes, that create forward pull, and that give you variation without your drums turning into random edits or facey flams. We're working in Ableton Live, and the target is a 16-bar rolling DNB drum section at 174 BPM. You'll build it from a sliced classic break, a secondary top loop like hats or shakers, plus a clean kick and snare backbone. The break provides attitude and movement. The backbone provides the promise of the two-step so the whole thing doesn't collapse. Let's set up first. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create four tracks: an auto track called Break Source, a MIDI track called Break Slices, an audio track called Top Loop, and a MIDI track called Kick Snare Backbone. Turn on the metronome. Set your grid to 1/16th notes for now. We'll toggle triplets when we need them. That setup matters, because chop length decisions only make sense if your warp and your grid are disciplined. If the break is drifting, every groovy decision you make is basically a coin flip. Now drop a break into Break Source. In the clip view, turn warp on. Let Ableton detect the tempo, but don't trust it blindly. First, choose a warp mode. Here's the mindset. Complex Pro is usually safer when you're listening to the full loop and trying to keep it musical, but when you start slicing and you want sharp transient behavior, Beats mode is often the move. So do this. Start in Complex Pro just to check the loop feels natural, then switch to Beats when you're ready to slice. In Beats, set Preserve to Transients. For transient loop mode, I usually keep it off for clean chops. If you like a tiny smear that can glue things, try forward, but be careful, and set the envelope low, like 0 to 15, so the transients stay tight. Now the key alignment step. Find the first real downbeat transient, usually the kick. Right-click it and choose Set 1.1.1 here. If the rest of the bar doesn't line up, use Warp from here straight. Your goal is simple. The break should loop for one or two bars with no drift against the metronome. If you skip this, you'll end up fixing timing with grooves and delays later, and it'll never fully lock. Next, slice it. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Choose a drum rack or simpler slicing preset that's simple. You want clean slices you can trigger fast. Now we get to the main concept, groove-friendly chop lengths. In DNB, the listener locks onto a stable skeleton, usually a kick and snare two-step. That's your anchor. Over that, you can make the break slices dance. And the best way to make them dance without sounding messy is to pick chop lengths that behave like musical engines. Think of chop lengths in three families. First, safe and rolling, grid-aligned, 1/16th, 1/8th, 1/4. These are stable. They loop easily, they're your foundation. Second, swingy and yonely, triplet-based, 1/8th triplet, which is 1/12th of a bar, and 1/16th triplet, which is 1/24th. You don't need to live in triplets all the time. In fact, using them sparingly often hits harder, but a little triplet burst at the right moment gives that shuffled urgency. Third, the magic category for rollers, odd 16ths, 3/16ths, 5/16ths, 7/16ths. These create tension because they rotate against the bar line. They feel like they're turning over and not landing where you expect, but if your anchors are solid, it feels propulsive instead of confusing. Here's the rule of thumb. Use odd lengths as fills and call and response. Keep snare anchors consistent so the groove never loses its spine. Alright, let's program the chops like a drummer, not like a spreadsheet. On break slices, create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Step 1 inside the clip. Build a stable spine. Find the main snare slice in your rack. Place it on bar 1 beat 2, bar 1 beat 4, bar 2 beat 2, bar 2 beat 4. Even if you do insane chop stuff later, those placements tell the listener, we are still in drum and bass. The floor is still the floor. Now add rolling motion using chop length logic. Instead of thinking I need more hits, think I need a minirif that repeats with intent. Try this. Pick a hat or ride slice from the break. Make it repeat every 3/16ths for one bar. Start it a little after the downbeat, like around bar 1 beat 1 and a half, and keep repeating it every 3/16ths until you hit the snare. Then resolve back into straight 1/16th or 1/8th movement around the snare. When you do that, listen for the sensation of rotation. It feels like a wheel turning slightly out of phase with the bar. That's the forward pull you're after. Then add a triplet coast snare idea, but only as a spice. For example, in the last half of bar 2, place a ghost snare slice in 1/8th triplet timing. To do this cleanly, Right-click your grid and switch to triplet grid when you place those notes. Then switch back to normal grid after. The point is, you get a jungle lift at the end of a phrase without turning the entire groove into triplet soup. Now a major pro move, note length is part of groove. It's not only where the note starts. In drum rock slices, a very short MIDI note gives you a tick transient. Very modern, very techy, super separated. A slightly longer note lets you hear more room tone and ghosting, which leans more jungle and more organic. So try this. Shorten your busier hat or percussion slice notes down to around 30 to 80 milliseconds, while leaving the main snare notes longer. That alone can clean up a rolling pattern without even touching EQ. Now let's humanize the feel, but carefully. Micro timing first. Nudge non-essential chop slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds, for push. Nudge other small chops slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 for drag, but keep the main snare extremely close to center, within plus or minus 2 milliseconds, unless you are intentionally designing a flam. In Ableton, you can use the per note delay in the MIDI note editor, and if you later consolidate to audio, you can use track delay, but keep it subtle. Velocity shaping is the other half of roll. You can have a genius rhythm, but if every hit is the same velocity, it's going to feel flat. As a starting point, downbeats around 95 to 115, ghosts around 35 to 70, hats vary between 55 and 95. That variation is what makes the loop breathe. If your slices are inconsistent in punch, put drum bus after the rack, drive somewhere around 5 to 15, crunch very subtle and transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20. Boom is usually off or low in DNB, because your low end is precious and easy to clutter. Now, do not rely on the break for your main impact. On the kick snare backbone track, add clean drums. Kick on bar 1 beat 1, and optionally another kick in the second half depending on the style. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Then shape them with stock devices. EQ8 for mud cuts and presence, a little saturator with soft clip on for density, and maybe a limiter catching peaks if you need it, but don't flatten it. Why do we do this? Because your break slices can be chaotic by design. The backbone is what keeps your track's punch consistent and lets your chop experiments feel intentional. Next, we're going to imprint groove using the groove pool, but controlled. Open the groove pool. Drag in something like MPC 16 Swing 57, and also extract groove from something tight. You can right-click an audio clip and choose extract groove. Teach a note here. Be careful what you extract from. If you extract from a messy full break, you might get unreliable timing. If you extract from a tight hat loop, you get a cleaner push template. So consider extracting from hats or percussion rather than the whole chaos. Apply a groove to your break slice MIDI clip at around 20 to 45% amount. Apply a lighter amount to hats, like 10 to 25, and keep the backbone mostly straight, like 0 to 10, especially the snare. That's your anchor hierarchy. Backbone snare is the immovable reference. Break snare supports it. Hats and ghosts can drift. In the groove pool settings, keep timing moderate, like 20 to 40. Random just a little, like 2 to 8, for life. Velocity can be 0 to 20 if you need it to breeze more. Once it feels right, commit it. Committing matters because now you're editing real decisions, not a constantly shifting overlay. Now let's talk about cycle math for odd chop engines, because this is where advanced producers separate themselves. Odd lengths like 3/16, 5/16, 7/16 create rotation. But rotation is only groove when you decide when it stops and how it resolves. A practical move: run an odd engine for exactly one bar, then answer it with one bar of straight 1/8 or 1/16. Call and response. You get the tension of rotation, and then the satisfaction of landing back on something stable. That landing is what makes the odd bar feel on purpose. And if you want it darker, loop something noisy, like a hat or distorted percussion, at 7/16 for one bar. It feels like a sinister spell because it refuses to land where your ear expects. Then you slam back to straight hats and it feels huge. Now we'll build the 16-bar arrangement so the groove evolves. Bars 1 to 4, foundation, mostly 1/16 and 1/8 repeats. Maybe one small 3/16 figure in bar 4, like a teaser. Bars 5 to 8, introduce tension. Add a 5/16 repeating hat chop for one bar, then resolve with a clean 1/8 fill. Keep the backbone snare absolutely consistent. Bars 9 to 12, variation and call response. Add the 1/12th triplet ghosting at the end of every second bar. Remove one kick occasionally to create negative space, then bring it back. That missing hit can feel more powerful than adding another hit. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop energy. increased density with shorter chops like 1/16th and 1/24th in brief bursts, and in the final bar, do a controlled stutter at 1/16th, then a half bar stop. That stop is a weapon in DNB. For extra movement without adding notes, use clip envelopes or automation. Automate filter cutoff on an auto filter after your rack. Automate a tiny reverb send on just a couple of fill hits so they bloom and then disappear. Now, quick warnings. The common mistakes. 1. Chopping everything to 1/16th and calling it groove. That's just grid filling. Groove is phrasing. Use odd lengths for tension and release. 2. No anchors. If your snare timing drifts, the listener loses the two-step promise, and the whole beat feels like it's falling. 3. Warp mode mismatch. Complex Pro can smear transients. Beats can click if the envelope is wrong. Choose based on the material. 4. Too much groove pool amount. Above 50 or 60% at 174 BPM often sounds drunk unless you're doing it intentionally. 5. Facey layers. If you layer similar breaks without aligning transients, you'll hollow out your punch. Align or high pass one layer. Now a couple advanced ideas you can try if you want this to feel really alive. Two lane hats. Make one lane steady, 1/8 or 1/16th. Make a second lane that rotates, like 3/16ths or 5/16ths, but only for one bar. Then alternate which lane is louder each bar. The groove moves, but it doesn't get busy. Probability-based ghosting. If you're on live 11 or later, set no chance on ghosts there is to like 20 to 45%. Tiny percussion flicks 10 to 25. Poor hits stay at 100. That gives you variation that won't derail the phrase. This audio version is shortened for playback.